Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe, we'll get it back to you.
All right, Woody, and thank you. As we continue here, got so much going on, and a big, big week of football in the National Football League. Kicking it off here in just a couple of days, man. Matter of fact, how about this? Lamar and the Ravens will be traveling to Kansas City tomorrow for that Thursday night game. And we've got all kinds of NFL news that we'll get to. By the way, before I forget, had a little high school upset, man, and not a little one. Did not see this one coming. Chaminade, after a tight game against one of the best teams in the country, lose to Ely High School in Pompano Beach. Wow. What a win for Ely. And if that's not enough, Chaminade plays American Heritage Plantation, who beat the dog do out of Western High School, who also was supposed to have a really, really good team. So it's a little crazy. You never know, man. Even at the high school level, we'll have a lot more on Friday with Larry Bluestein. But shout out to Ely High School, man. Wow. I'm sure Chaminade thought they were going to go up there. Sometimes, I guess, Blue said it, they just lost too much. By the way, did you see that wide receiver for Ohio State, true freshman, on one of the two or three best teams in the country? He's turned into their number one receiver. He just got there right out of high school. He's running by guys, calling him Andre Johnson. My God, did he look good. So anyway, we've got a lot of other stuff going on. Real quickly, too, Marlins take 2 out of 3 from San Francisco. Griffin Conine. I got to do this for my buddy Jeff Conine, his son. Hitting 300, hits his first home run out there in the Bay Area. So nice start for him. They're playing pretty much now, pitching everyday players, playing a lot of guys that they had in their minor league system now, and which they should, trying to figure out who the future is and who might be a starter for you and a full-time player next year, who can be part of the pitching rotation. So that's wrapping up here. They got Washington and Philly this week at home. And so we got a lot of stuff going on here, man. A lot of good stuff going on. Canes, I can tell you when your team wins and listen, I didn't go to school there. I don't know why I always have to start, Woody. You didn't go to school there either, but we've been working with the Canes here with the radio station for a while, and I've known Mario Cristobal for a long, long time now, and it's just good to see your teams at home play well. It is. I get if you're a Gator fan, you're going, what the hell's going on here? Billy Napier and then Florida State. Listen, if there's the biggest story in college football right now, the biggest story by far is if Florida State starts with two ACC games with Georgia Tech and Boston College and loses both of them, including losing at home by two touchdowns last night after being a 15 or 16 point favorite in that game. And they got, it wasn't some fluke, they got pounded. Boston College ran the ball 52 times for 263 yards, and Florida State was able to run the ball 16 times for 21 yards in that game.
Look, man, I don't know how distracted they are. We were talking during the break, and I told you during the ACC kickoff, which was, 3 weeks or so before the season started, I was out there, and they just could not escape the questions about all the nonsense going on at their school, and I don't know how much of that is playing a factor here, how much of the distraction and, you know, maybe a hangover from what happened at the end of last year. Look, they got screwed, no question.
Yeah, but the coach, that's not a coach thing.
Stuff is,
that's not a coach. That's for the president. That's for the AD.
So I'm trying to look for an answer.
For the board of trustees. Usually this goes back to board of trustees, a couple of them that are yapping about, we got to get out of here, we're better than this, and we are carrying this ACC, you know.
But now it's full-blown lawsuits and all this other nonsense, and I'm telling you, man, they could not escape it. It was the talk of the ACC kickoff, sadly. You know, the commissioner had to address it.
That's all the commissioner had to say.
Like, it was disappointing. And
I got news for you. It's not good for the ACC. Florida State's is bad.
No, it's not. Well, not that it, but here's the thing, though. It doesn't even matter anymore. What's the difference? Who's good, who's bad. The conference is fine. Like, it's not going anywhere. It's one of those four conferences that's going to get a team in to that playoff.
Clemson.
And get in, man.
No, no, good, I get bad, you, No. The Canes can't worry about that. And by the way, the Canes, I hope that Mario can get them to play that emotional and at that level when they play their schedule coming up against these ACC teams. That's going to be, I mean, you've seen they can do it. I mean, it's there. They can do it. Now you have to.
Miami's going to be favorites the rest of the way.
Yes.
That's not even.
Right.
I mean, that's obvious. They'll be favorites the rest of the way, Joe. Now, do they play up to their potential will be the question, right? Like you said.
I just did not expect Florida State, after going undefeated in regular season, what
like
happened
FSU
the last game.
FSU doesn't have any talent over there, by the way, man. No. I went through their roster a bunch, up there. I mean, they have plenty of players.
The strength of their team's that defensive line, and they're just getting.
Yeah. Again, I don't know how much distractions like that off the field really play a role.
You
got
to stop with that. Stop. You think the defensive tackles? Well, you think the defensive tackles are getting ready to play against Boston College and they're going, we got screwed last year, don't you think?
Well, there's got to be a reason you got blown out by two.
Those guys,
bottom dwellers of the conference.
They want to play well and they want to get drafted. They want to play well. They want to win a lot of games. They want to go to the playoffs and they want to get drafted. That's what those guys want. Those guys go to that school. He's done a great job of the transfer portal. There's a drop-off at quarterback, if we're to be very honest, between the guy they had last year and this guy.
Man. DJ Yabugalugle, whatever his name is terrible. They were begging for him to get benched.
I know. And by the way, Florida probably going to have to play their five-star, aren't they? Oh. Five-star quarterback. They can't go back with.
Yeah, that guy was rough, too. By the way, I don't know how good Florida's going to be, but Miami put it on them.
Did I hear Billy Napier make reference?
You did.
to a, the podcasters.
I don't know if the podcasters or who, but this was.
Well, it's a fan. I mean, the fans do the podcast, right? Don't the fans, a lot of fans, anybody can do a podcast. You don't have to be like somebody everybody knows.
The best,
anybody can be a big fan and be a podcaster.
But so the best part of this is that he had time to marinate on this. Like, this wasn't just like a, you know, heat of the moment after the game comment. This was like he had a little time to marinate on this one. He still let it rip.
Let me hear it.
Ultimately, a loss early can be a blessing if you don't waste it. And I think ultimately, one thing I can say is we have a group that's working hard. I do think that we have character. We got to go to work on the football part, you know, and I think we got to get more, we got to become a more consistent team, and we have to execute better. And if we can focus on those things and not necessarily what some guy in his basement saying in, you know, rural Central Florida on social media, then we got a chance to get better, right? So
he did not bring
I think
that
that's the key, you know, but sometimes you deserve criticism. You know, and I think that's one of those things I would say, I have no excuses, right? So we got to go get it fixed.
Yeah, I you got a lot bigger problems than some guy in a basement doing
that's
a podcast.
Fantastic.
You know, Gator, whatever, Gator John or Gator Gary that's doing it. He's really into the team and he's talking about what he likes and dislikes. I got news for you. That's going on every team. Everywhere. That's going on in high school football teams. People
That's a great shot at the fan base. That's just fantastic.
So
not even right after the game. A little time to marinate on that one. He said, I'm going to still go after those losers in their basements. People even have basements in Florida?
I don't know. I don't have. I've never had
house
a basement.
A basement
I have a
Florida.
Basement growing up in California. I do know a lot of people have basements. I don't. I don't know what's
in Florida,
up there.
Florida? Isn't that like a
I don't know,
live
Woody?
Up north thing?
I don't know. Yes, it sounds more like
in
a north
rural thing. Central Florida. He even hit him with that.
Hey, yeah.
Crap town you come from.
I thought Cam Ward, 26 of 35, 385, three touchdowns, ran a couple of times. What did he run for, like 30-something yards a couple of times? Just broke outside and jogged down the field and got out of bounds, didn't take a hit. Thank you. Don't want him taking a lot of hits, but besides the clean pocket that he had most of the time, there was no pass rush. But a couple times he did get pressured, and he just rolls outside the pocket, keeps a play alive. He threw one interception, but he made some nice throws. He made – would you agree the play of the game where he flips to his left, going out of bounds, stops and hits –
Yeah.
George in the back of the end zone.
That was very impressive. I was overall impressed by the receiving group, though, to be honest with you, Joe. And, you know, how about Restrepo, man? Doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball. That guy is just as reliable
catches
of a
everything.
Receiver as there is in college football. That's
so,
impressive.
So that was actually my favorite play of the game. It was a great play. It was a great-looking play. Looked like a pick. He starts out, catches him in man-to-man, comes back underneath. Catches the ball, and then spins back outside. Yeah. I think their corner got hurt his knee. He went down, and he runs down the sideline for 30 or 40 yards. It was just a well-executed and great individual play by Restrepo. Just
Arroyo looked great. He had some plays in there.
Caught it in traffic. Yeah. Caught the ball down the field in traffic. That group of tight ends, or at least tight end titles, that they used, it was just good to see a real productive day. By the way, it's funny that they talked about it and then they went out and I'm kind of curious to see how Mike McDaniel uses his tight ends this Sunday against Jacksonville. I know we haven't talked a lot about the Dolphins. We do have a lot of stuff with the Tua versus Trevor matchup coming up. But NFL football stuff is going to be really fun this week. And if 4 days isn't enough for you, you got a problem. If Thursday, Friday, Sunday heavy, and then Monday night, Jets and the 49ers, if that's not enough, that's got to be almost a pick'em game, doesn't it? Jets and 49ers, that's got to be almost a – that's got to be a – Don't tell me that's
I'll
a 7
get you the line
game.
Here, Joe, but you're jumping way ahead, bro.
Well,
focus
I'm looking.
It's got to be on Thursday right now, but if you must know, the 49ers are favored by 4 points.
What a schedule to start with, man.
Just it really is, man.
Good stuff. And by the way, Dolphins, they barely have time to, if they do win, to celebrate, because it's about getting back and getting ready to go 4 days later on a Thursday night game against the Buffalo Bills.
There's only one game that has a spread over a touchdown. Everything is close except for, you want to guess? Who's the biggest underdog?
New England's playing whoever.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
They're playing at Cincinnati. 8.5 in that one. But everything else, man, 1, 2, 3, like they're really all very close.
Would we got a lot more to get to here,
including
this
that
morning.
Dolphins game, which is at 3.
Dolphins favored by 3?
By a field goal, yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think those teams are relatively even for the most part, and then you add, you know, the home field advantage for the Dolphins, which helps. Right? Don't you feel that, like, at least from the outside looking in, that a lot of people probably think those teams are relatively even, both playoff caliber teams?
I think Jacksonville's got a legit chance to go to the playoffs, win their division.
Yeah.
Although I do like Texans a lot.
I mean, I wouldn't be stunned if the Jaguars won. I would be, you know, somewhat surprised, but I'd be like, blown away.
We'll get to all this stuff with everybody here. We got a lot of stuff. And by the way, we'll have a lot more from Jacksonville this week. We're going to be checking in. And Christian Kirk and Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas, everybody's been raving about their first-round pick out of LSU. I forgot about Evan Engram at tight end. He had some stupid – he had 100-and-something catches last year.
A lot of conflicting reports on this basement situation. Some say that they do, and some say they don't up there in North Florida.
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's like
I've only lived in two counties here, Woody.
Someone said there's a lot of Hurricanes fans in Lakeland. They have basements there.
I don't know. A lot of podcasters doing a lot of that. That was.
Does he make it to the end of the season?
The fact that he even brings that up, like, listen, whoever's saying stuff to you and your team or stuff, that's the least of your problems right now. That's the last thing I want to hear a coach talking about is somebody that's running a podcast. It happens, by the way, to be a huge fan of your team. All right, Baptist Health South Florida. I'm a huge fan because I've had great results there, and I know you will too. Where do the pros go? People always want to know where the pros go, and I tell them enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FAU, FIU. They got a great program with Dade County High School Sports as well. Listen, taking care of a lot of our athletes, high school, college, and professional athletes down here. And they'll take good care of you, too. Their sports medicine program is a top 50 program in the country. You know why? Because of the doctors. They brought in some of the top specialists for every part of the body. They've seen every kind of injury possible when you start talking about knee, anything to do with the knee. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles. We're talking about lots of great doctors that they've hired to come in and take care of all of us. It's not just high school, college, and professional athletes. It is for all of us and get great results. They know how to do it with the experience they have. I want to let you know we got 3 great locations, Doctor's Hospital and Coral Gables, a slam dunk, but also now at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility and the new facility of I-95 and Pine Island in Plantation. Those doctors work in, a lot of them work in Dade and Broward County. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. One go every day. Dr. Swartzen's probably in that car right now. He's going out there, and he's getting ready to take care of all of us, just like all the rest of those great doctors. One goal, man, getting you healthy as quickly as possible. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get back to it here, a couple things to get you updated on. First, we have Marlins tickets that we will be giving away at some point here during the show to see Ohtani, Joe. Shohei Ohtani's coming September 19th to Lone Depot Park.
Can't miss that show.
So we have that.
That's one of the two best shows in baseball right now.
And then we have an event that you will be making an appearance at here. Join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston.
You're going to be there, right?
I will be there.
Good.
Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQAM on-air staff. It is free to attend. You do need to RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite in, a cigar, and you must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah.
Harvey and Gary.
Yeah.
Great guys, man. Really, really, really good guys. Just love being around all those guys. So that'll be fun. It'll be a fun night.
Great people.
Hopefully
I got my car from those guys. We got our lawyers. Good stuff.
Well, they're good too. Listen, both groups is we've done a little shopping at the cars over there as well. But I tell you, Harvey and Gary, boy, you have any kind of personal injury?
Say you're due problems. For an injury, you know, pretty soon here, probably, right?
No. Why you guys? Why you got to put a whammy? So far, it's been good. Everything's been good so far.
You have been on a good streak of health here with tennis.
And by the way,
on a ball or anything lately?
I get a little peer pressure from time to time when I can't finish. I go, so you quitting? I go, yeah. When I start feeling lightheaded in this heat, I quit.
You can't finish out there, huh?
Haven't been able to finish a couple times, Woody.
Sounds like more of an Atlantic men's problem than
not that kind of finish.
Okay,
this is a different kind of finish.
Say.
Different kind of finish. But I'll tell you, wait, it wasn't like the way the Canes finished the Gators the other day. I was surprised, and then that thing got to 17-10. Gators had the one play, 71-yard touchdown down the sideline. The crowd jumped back into it. We're only down 7. And Cam Ward marches them right down the field with passes. Hits Restrepo for the 24-yard touchdown. And just like that, it is 24-10 at the half. And I just thought that was a huge play to get it back to two scores the way they dominated that first half. And boy. Both sides of the ball are just so good. 529 to 261 in total yards. I thought it was going to be a close game, too. I know everybody's going around saying that. I thought it was going to be a close game. But, boy.
Well, you in Vegas as well. I mean, the experts thought it would be close, too.
Wait, what was it? A two or three-point game?
Two and a half.
Yeah. Well, listen.
That would have been like, 16, 15, 16, like how FSU was favored last night. That would be one thing. But
good start, and now you've got to get up every week for these games, man. You got to treat everybody like you did that first game. And that's going to be the big question. Can they do that throughout the ACC? Right? Got to be able to do it. Because if you're not ready to go, ask Florida State. Whatever's going on there, although I'm not sure they have a lot in common at the quarterback position. Probably across the board, actually. God, Mario's loaded, and we haven't even started. We just started planting the seeds with this recruiting class. We saw a few of the guys play, but we're going to see more and more as the season goes on. More and more of those guys will play. So, you get Reuben Bain and Damari Brown hopefully back. By the time that ACC schedule rolls around, those guys are just about ready to go. Because you got ACC games at the end there, Wood. Well, you got like 3 weeks, and then it's off and running with the ACC schedule every week. So,
you want a few early texts here?
Yeah, what do you have?
Someone said, Restrepo needs 718 yards to pass Santana for Kane's all-time yard leader. It's interesting.
He stays healthy. That will be very doable.
305 asks, how's everybody doing on this Florida State 0-2 winless Monday? It's Tuesday today. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
This kind of feels like a Monday, right?
It does.
Mario on.
Yeah.
Someone said morning radio sucks when Joe Rose is not on it. Not an Omar fan, I guess.
Omar was here yesterday.
As usual.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So the Marlins are still playing?
Yeah, man. Apparently. I'm just happy. You know what? When your son finally gets called up to the big leagues.
It's a nice story. I know.
Listen, man, Griffin Conine, he's been sitting down there hitting home runs and waiting his turn and gets off to a nice start, hitting 300, coming back home now. But that's got to be really cool, right? Because he's played in the first six games all on the road. So now he gets in Colorado and San Francisco, now comes back home. But nice story. Nice story for a kid that grew up down here and his dad played for the Marlins for a long time. So won some championships. I can't imagine. Jeff no longer says, I don't need to do anything for the team. I just want to sit back and be a father now and watch my son. He just crushed one a couple of nights ago or days ago. Just crushed a home run. So good for him. Hey, by the way, Dolphins getting some good news too. I know, and we'll get to the text machine here, Woody. I'm not trying to, but I did. Aaron Brewer, the center, looks like he's going to be back. Hopefully, Benito Jones looks like he's going to be back. These guys been out a while. And it's time to go now, man. Like, okay, whatever time you need for camp. Camp's time to heal is, you know, hopefully ready to go and get rid of the rust quickly. But you need all those guys and get your front five guys to play. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen at guard and the guard positions and who will play, especially in this first game. Got a pretty good idea. Pretty good idea who's going to be starting at the guards positions for this start of this season. And congratulations. Mike McDaniel got an extension. So Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, and now Mike McDaniel all getting extensions. I want to keep it together. I'm not big on turnover. Whatever the personality is, just not big on turnover unless it's just horrible. If the product just gets where it's so bad and you're losing games, then that's one way, right? And if you're doing it that way, and what we have, what was Cam's last name? I forgot his name. What was our coach's name we had? Won one game. And it was a mess. I mean, it was a... Yeah, Cam Cameron, thank you. And that thing was a complete mess. But things going well. We got something good. It's positive. Drama-free. If there are problems, they keep them in-house. We don't hear about them. We don't hear about problems on airplanes. We don't hear about problems with head coach and GM not getting along and not on the same page. When we hear about people running over to tattletale on people, it's just good, man. It's good stuff. And hopefully these guys keep it going and can win some more games now, right? We got the playoff thing down. Now you got to take it to the next step. And that starts this Sunday at 1 o'clock against Jacksonville. We've got to go to break, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, we had something really cool. When we come back, maybe Woody will have time in his Hollywood headlines to tell you about. If not, we'll tell you about it at 8 o'clock here. But we do have a lot of football news to get to here this morning as we get set, man, for a busy week starting Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. If 4 days is not enough to kick off the NFL season, no matter what kind of NFL junkie you are, you got a problem. If that's not enough, man, that should do it. Hey, I'll tell you who else can do it for you. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Love that they're sponsoring our big QAM event coming up, and they're going to be there. The partners of Cohen and Judah. Yes, injury law firm that kicks butt for you. Personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Yes, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish for more than 30 years each of experience that they have. Here's a couple of things I like. I don't know about you, but I've been watching, and there's a lot of commercials on TV with a lot of attorneys going, hey, man, I like that guy. Man, that guy, I like the personality of that guy. Hey, you know what, I've been injured. I think I'm going to call that guy. And that's fine. That's great. Ask him, by the way, if he's going to handle it himself. Or is he going to hand it off to somebody else that's in the law firm there? I'm guessing most of those guys are going to do a little handoff on you, and you're going to get somebody else, along with a lot of other cases that person's going to be getting too. Boy, I'll tell you what, man, they are big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough to just do something as simple as call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews. Partners, you can always reach. They'll get on the phone with you and answer all your questions you might have. And by the way, if you are with somebody else and all those promises they made you when you came over about your case and how important it was, and oh yeah, we can get you taken care of on this one, and then you don't hear back from them and you're wondering what's going on, and the relationship's just not what you thought it was going to be. Hey, it won't cost you a dime to meet with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah and see what they can do for you. Injuries caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com. Learn more about him, man. Check out the review. See what people are saying about him. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They do it. Trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or anything else, doesn't matter what size, you get the best treatment from Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, as we wait for Joe to make his way back, he'll jump right into this. And Big numbers for college football on TV this weekend, as you can imagine.
Sorry about that, Woody.
Thanks for coming back. Well, Monday off wasn't enough. All right. we had big numbers this weekend here, Joe. The Vegas Kickoff Classic delivered 9.2 million viewers on ABC. It peaked at 11.1.
Should have. Great finish.
These overall, by the way, ABC's numbers the best since 2016. And they had some good games over the weekend, including our game, of course, was on the family of networks there.
LSU-USC game was really good.
Yeah. Got to feel good for Brian Kelly. He's a good man. Hate to see that happen.
Is he on your I don't like him either list?
No. I just enjoy the way he berates his players on national television the way that he does. But he seems like a good dude. I'd let my kid play for him.
Wait a sec. Are you talking about that when he slammed his hand down? He said he's got to do a better job coaching.
Oh, yeah. No, he had a good post game. It's pretty impressive.
You want everybody to be soft on everything.
No, not at all. I just think there's
I don't
a right
like the
way,
guy
a wrong
personally.
Way to go,
I'm with
it,
you. But. I wouldn't want my son to play for him either. But
I think Mario's a real disciplined coach. I just think he goes about it the right way.
All right. So
Brian Kelly's just, by the way, these guys are all going to end up getting fired. All these coaches we've talked about this morning. Right, Brian Kelly, I don't know how much longer they're going to put up with his act.
Well, they own a lot of money, probably for a while.
They owe all these guys a ton of money. Have you seen these buyouts? I think Napier, they said they owe him $26 million or something like that.
Ooh, now that's getting close to that Bull Gators. They'll put that money together quickly if this thing doesn't go well.
Pay Saban or someone to come in there and fix it. Maybe they'll bring back Herb. He's looking for work.
Isn't the Herb thing coaching, isn't that done?
I'm not if he's willing to do it, I would think. By the way, we're talking about ABC and ESPN, the ratings being good. Did you notice I tried to put SportsCenter on this morning? And we got a blank screen that said that DirecTV.
Oh,
and,
I did see that.
And Disney are in a fight.
Saw that. Actually, I did. I did see that.
That hit people on, I believe, Saturday night when they were trying to watch that college football game we just talked about.
We do not have it on today.
If you are a DirecTV customer, you are you're out of luck at this point because there's a fight going on between DirecTV and Disney. Mm. Always putting the consumer first, right?
Yeah, right.
Man.
Prices right. Going up. That and all my damn apps.
Yeah, it's a mess out there. All right, I want to play a little clip for you here. Tennessee, they taking calls during their post-game show. They won, by the way. They beat Chattanooga.
They got a good team, too.
They do. Here's a little clip from their post-game here.
And they're Florida recruits. I mean, you know these guys are good.
That's why I think they'd pull the trigger pretty quickly on getting rid of Billy.
Get off the damn sports radio. It doesn't matter to your family. It's a loser situation. My dad needs your help.
Cosmo, Chris. So
done with you. I know you don't care. I'll take your $2.5 million.
Were they having a fight, and they had them on, they called the call up, and they're having a fight.
She said it was a loser situation. We feel like losers, but like you don't need to rub it in.
Jeez.
All right. Moving forward here.
Damn, Woody.
I know. Joey Chestnut in a victory over Kobayashi here.
He pounded him, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't know who's watching these things. This was on Netflix.
I don't get it.
Live from Vegas. I guess this was like a Labor Day special of some kind.
I don't know,
here.
But you got to be speaking a loser. With everything going on TV,
mm-hmm.
and you got to watch two guys eat hot dogs?
Devour hot dogs. 83 of them.
Wow. Hey, what'd you do? Oh, I just watched him throw down 83 hot dogs.
Kobayashi only ate 66.
All right. Great.
Hey, bro, I'm not much better. I told you about that show I'm watching now.
Yeah, but that's entertainment.
Some people might find this to be entertainment.
How come watching somebody slop dogs up and down their face and stuff? And
I don't know. By the way, when you watch that show I told you about, you'll see how weird. It's a weird show. It's like Tiger King 2.
All right.
With the chimpanzees.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy it.
Good. Well, you've teased me. You've been talking about it all morning.
Well, it was the talk of my weekend, Joe. Not a lot going on in my house.
After that Canes game, it just went south from there, huh?
Yeah.
That was it.
All right. And finally here, we got a new workout that is catching on here. It's called cardio drumming. You place an exercise ball in a bucket and whack it with drumsticks to the beat of a song to burn calories, relieve stress, strengthen bones, and more. It's like a cardio workout here, Joe. And you don't think this is real. They actually have pictures of like classes of people doing this.
Isn't there enough things to do already for cardio?
One stay-at-home mom of three says cardio drumming helps her mental health. Another woman says she lost over 20 pounds in 16 weeks thanks to the routine.
Good. Glad to see stuff's working out there, Woody. It's good. What's it called again?
Cardio drumming.
I have to hit the girls with that tonight.
You better be careful. You're going to end up paying for a membership to the cardio drumming place.
I'll never know. That's the funny part, right? They'll have it for like 6 months, and I would have no idea, so probably all right. Not a big deal.
Someone asked if those were the fake meat hot dogs. I don't know, right? They were remember that was the whole thing, that he couldn't do the Nathan's one because he signed on with like – Impossible meat or something?
Well, he's not going to eat all of a sudden start eating Nathan's if he's got a contract with somebody else. What, to try to piss him off? No, he's...
FSU is paying three coaches this year and two aren't coaching anymore, someone said. Who else would they be paying? Are they still playing Willie? Willie's in Baltimore, by the way. Willie Taggart, remember him?
I didn't know that, but...
Well, he's like best friends with that Harbaugh.
Yeah, with the Harbaugh that's in the NFL.
Yeah.
You're
They're
right.
They're both in the NFL now, I guess, but...
Oh, that's...
The Raven Harbaugh is the one that he likes.
Jim Harbaugh.
The non-cheating Harbaugh that we know of.
You're on a Allegedly. Roll. Hey, that's the story. It's a Catholic story, and he's sticking to it.
Someone says boycott Disney. Yeah, well, Disney is boycotting DirecTV at the moment. I should boycott Disney after how much I just spent there.
They got us, man.
They got you by the basketballs.
They got you. Yeah. They got you by the big basketballs, yes.
You know what they do that's really frustrating? They put those damn stores right after the ride. You know?
Of course they do.
But that, like, the kid goes on the ride, he's like, wow, it's the best ride I've ever been on.
And then eat at their restaurant.
You walk through a store.
By the way, eat at the restaurant on your way out. Dad, can I get that? No, you've had enough.
Kelly also let a kid get killed by lightning, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, Notre Dame. That did happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a fan.
No.
I'm not a fan of the guy either.
I thought you were going to, like, defend him. I mean, no, he's bad news.
Not rooting for that guy to get the playoffs. But I'll tell you what, man, you got your work cut out trying to get in the playoffs right now in the SEC and the Big Ten. Off to good starts.
Isn't it amazing, though, how quickly you can go from the 10-month buildup to your season to, like, things being a disaster?
It was just one team.
Well, LSU can't be happy.
Yeah, but right. They haven't lost a game in the SEC.
Florida's in trouble. Florida State's in trouble. Like, all these teams are...
Florida State's a big one. They've lost two ACC games.
Something's wrong with that coach, by the way. I don't know what his deal is.
It's just
his
personality. I told you.
I told you we had
him on the first time.
I told you. I interviewed him at the ACC media kickoff. Our engineer lost the interview.
He does every year. That's part of having him.
I know, but which was fine because the interview sucked anyway. But, like, he just has...
That's how I felt about the one I did.
Right?
Don't worry about it.
But I couldn't understand what his deal was. It was like either he's just usually that dull and dopey. Like, I can't imagine that he's like that, though, with his players. I don't know, man. Maybe he didn't want to talk to people in Miami. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he turns
around. Won 13 straight games last year, right?
He did.
Boy, I'll tell you what, though. He didn't expect to come back and see it like this.
Someone said after FSU spent all their NIL money, they didn't have any money left over to fix the game clock. I did see they had an issue with that yesterday. Oh, they're paying Taggart and Jimbo. Jimbo, I guess, still collected.
They can't still. True? No. They can't still be paying Jimbo.
Jimbo got the Texas A&M.
Jimbo ought to just call.
In.
If he is, he's calling Florida State going, hey, A&M's paying me so much. Don't worry about it, man. You guys are good.
Jimbo doesn't even check his bank account anymore. He's just good.
He's got a ranch or something, like, not that far from A&M. He ended up staying there. Got himself a little ranch. Did he get remarried?
Jimbo?
I think Jimbo did get remarried.
He can afford it.
He can afford.
He did. Brian Kelly did lose that stupid accent.
Yeah, that was a bad look.
He's such an embarrassment.
Tried to be one of the boys, didn't he? That didn't go well.
After that, like, you probably knew you hired the wrong guy when he tried to do a fake. Someone said it's Dan Mullins. By the way,
oh yeah, jeez.
Oh, that was Florida. Dan Mullins.
He took a little jab.
Napier on Twitter.
By the way,
I didn't know these guys have Twitter accounts. So
but
like,
I love
amazing.
that he's doing all these shows on ESPN, and then in the middle of it, he just couldn't help himself. Why the guy's down? My old Billy Napier's down. He just said, "I'm not done. Let me get a shot. Look at my record. A lot better than this guy's. You let me go."
It's ugly out there, man.
It's ugly.
It's ugly in college football.
It is big business, man. Big business.
Hey, people are spending that kind of money. They don't want to lose, right? A lot of people are spending a lot of money.
Wonder if Florida State's slowing down a little bit on that, wanting to get out of the ACC. Maybe. Right now.
They'd probably be off to a better start if they were in the Big Ten, right?
Well, Woody, let's start with Atlantic Men's Clinic here. As we kick off this 8 o'clock hour, we got a lot more stuff we're going to tell you about when we come back here in just a minute. But, hey, if you're dealing right now with ED or low T, and low T's all right. Have you noticed when you talk to your buddies, I think I got low T, man. I'm just tired all the time. And I've had a bunch of guys, hey, I've got low T, but I don't have ED, Joe. And I go, okay, I did. No. You have ED. Not me. I'm just a low T guy. Well, I was told by the professionals at Atlantic Men's Clinic, there's a good chance when you have low T, you're starting to notice you have a problem with ED. That's okay, by the way. It's okay because it can be fixed. It's got a great finish, great ending to it when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Whether it's your energy level, you're tired all the time, you even find yourself moody and the kids have called you a grumpy old man more than once, your sex drive is gone, doesn't even exist. You become friends. She's making excuses for you on a Friday or Saturday night. That's never good. And I had that happen. I love my wife, man. She's like, you're just tired and probably had a few drinks. And like, hey, stop. I got a problem. I want to get it taken care of. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had such great results. I want to tell everybody out there, if you're starting to slow down and you've noticed you have low T or even ED or both, it's okay because it can be fixed real quickly with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Unbelievable results, actually. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, T, and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They know what they're doing, man. They are pros, real big-time pros. We have six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. I just tell everybody this. Just go in and hear what they have to say. Let them explain what's going on with you and your body and your age. Let them take a look at the numbers. 877-455-7300. If you're going through this and you want to get rid of it and get more out of your life, I don't care if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, there's a bunch of men going to Atlantic Men's Clinic for a reason. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.